And unlike most occupations where you stay with it for your entire career, we have to rip that up and move it over somewhere else and plant it somewhere else. So they it has to survive. So we have to be able to be transient in that. So you can't dig in too deep. So we become kind of authorities to a small degree. When I was doing research on Lyndon Johnson, I read Doris Kearns Goodwin and Taylor Branch and Michael Beslosh and LBJ's own autobiography and Joe Califano. I mean, I was reading everything on it. I was overwhelmed with how much research to do. And I enjoy it. But that takes up a tremendous amount of time. And I discovered that something about myself. And I know Josie has a question about what do I read for pleasure? And I learned something about myself not a year ago, that I will allow myself all the time that's needed to read something when it's related to work, when it's related to something I'm about to do. I will read and read and read. Isn't it interesting? I deny myself that pleasure of reading that's not connected to it because I feel like, oh, I just don't have the time. I can't tell you how many books I've started and not finished. And I'm determined to have that not be a part of me.